There are also two equations that we can use to calculate the gravitational potential energy. The first one is very similar to the particle mgh. So if we have one particle, we calculate the potential energy using that equation, mgh. If we have multiple particles, then we just sum all of those up. Now, the difference is that if we have a system of particles, the h might be different for every particle. They might have changed heights differently. So that's something that you need to keep in mind when you look at a system of particles. The next equation that you see is the elastic potential energy, 1/2 kx squared. Now, a spring is a spring is a spring. It doesn't change, right? But in a system of particles, the x for each spring might be different. So that's something you need to keep in mind as well. All right, the last equation is something we talked about in the kinetic energy. What if this system of particles is rigid and moves as one body? Well, then we can calculate the potential energy of that system itself. If we find out where the center of mass is, then we can calculate the potential energy based on how the center of mass height changes instead of how the height of each particle changes. So the equation is mgh sub g. So we only need to track the height of one point.